under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this terrific Tuesday, July 28th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Absolutely amazing stop at General Motors Proving Ground yesterday afternoon. Actually, didn't get going until almost 4 o'clock. President Trump there, rallying the troops, calling everybody up on stage. Of course, his endorsed candidate, John James, who really didn't get a huge applause line. Not really well received compared to Mike Rogers and other congresspeople, even from Washington, D.C. I don't think the crowd was buying what President Trump was selling when it came to promoting and talking about John James being Michigan's next governor of the state of Michigan. One of the things you have to look at is the process. Process is, this is shaping down to basically the establishment Republican machine against more or less the grassroots, conservatives, business owners, people supporting Perry Johnson compared to John James. And this is, I believe, going to be a defeat as we have polling numbers coming out right now. Perry Johnson is up by 2 points on John James. However, it's within the margin of error. Margin of error is 3.8%, so it could be anybody's guess at this point. But internal polling numbers from the campaign is showing Perry is actually leading. The main concern, the undecideds are still in double digits. 17% undecided at this point. Now, folks, the election is a week from today. Next Tuesday, August 4th, it is election day. And for those of you who haven't voted yet, if you have any questions about who you want to vote for, I got one very simple thing for you to do. Go to Perry Johnson's campaign website, perryjohnson.com. And look for a donate button. Honestly, don't even waste your time because you're not going to find one. Go to John James for Michigan and his donate button is right at the top. It basically tells you everything you need to know about these two candidates. Perry is self-funding. Perry is not taking money from anybody. He's not taking money from PACs, special interest groups, lobbyists. He's not even taking donations from us, the little people. Perry does not want to be beholden to anyone. John James not only taking PAC money, PAC support, but he's applied for taxpayer public assistance for his campaign. Take a minute and think about that before you vote next Tuesday. Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Next segment, short break. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Stacy is tied up right now. She is going to join me in the next segment. So we're going to move on. The Gordie Howe International Bridge, a second span connecting Windsor and Detroit, opened to traffic yesterday. with an epic bureaucratic, legal, and political battle that's created a piece of infrastructure expected to improve international trade between Canada and the United States. Governor Gretchen Whitmer officially opened up the bridge with a ceremonial drive across the 1.5-mile span in a black Ford Mustang. But in reality, the 20 years it took to make this bridge a reality actually spanned three state administrations and at least three different presidents. Whitmer said, "I ran for governor to build bridges between communities and to make Michiganders' lives better. I'm proud to celebrate the opening of the Gordie Howe International Bridge, which will do just that. The six-lane bridge has the longest main span of any cable-stayed bridge in North America. It includes new border facilities on both sides and will, for the very first time, provide freeway-to-freeway access for travelers crossing the Detroit River. Studies on how to more swiftly move trucks and passenger traffic over the river in the mid of all this new technology. Efforts to pursue a second span during the Jennifer Granholm administration stalled due to the state's dire financial situation and the intense lobbying by Matty Maroon and his family, the owners of the competing privately owned Ambassador Bridge. Legislators were convinced the second bridge wasn't necessary. It wasn't only after former Governor Rick Snyder found an intergovernmental workaround that included having Canada eat the entire construction cost that began the project in earnest back in 2012. MERS news story dated back to June 15th of 2012 was titled, "Snyder Hopes to Start Bridge Construction in the Next Couple of Years." Well, for the next 6 years, until early 2018, the governments in the United States and Canada went through the painfully slow process of buying the property in the impacted areas, running into environmental traps and fending off a barrage of lawsuits from the Maroon family to get the project ready for construction. Midstream 2015, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Governor Rick Snyder agreed to name the bridge after Detroit Red Wings legend and Canadian hockey star Gordie Howe. That occurred May 14th of 2015. For the next 7 years, crews worked to get the span constructed. Leading up to the last several months, which saw the bridge opening delayed as President Donald Trump reworked the deal with the Canadians. So the two countries are now able to split the toll revenues. While Congressman Sri Thanadar, who absolutely has Trump derangement syndrome, said, "At long last, the Gordie Howe International Bridge is finally open. This groundbreaking development will spur economic growth, create good-paying jobs." Oh, there we go. Governor Whitmer's favorite talking point. You got to get that in every single press release, every single thing you say and do. You absolutely have to put that in there. Good-paying jobs. And strengthen the valuable relationship between the United States and Canada. I look forward to the tremendous benefits that the bridge will deliver to both countries for generations to come. Michigan Department of Transportation Director Brad Wieferich said members of MDOT have been working for decades to help build the relationships in Detroit to get the bridge done, as well as the international cooperation that was needed to get it built. This bridge is a physical link between the state of Michigan and our most vital trading partner, Canada. So it's officially open, it's officially launched, and now any tolls that are generated to cross the bridge will be split 50-50 with Canada and the United States. Meanwhile, in the afternoon yesterday, just 8 days before Michigan's primary, President Donald Trump used a presidential visit to General Motors Milford Proving Ground as a campaign-style rally for the Michigan Republican ticket. Michigan elected officials who joined President Trump on the stage was Congressman John James running for governor, Speaker of the House Matt Hall, and Congressman Tom Barrett from the 7th Congressional District, who is in a very tight race for re-election. Also joining the president up on stage, former Congressman Mike Rogers, who is the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. President Trump framed his speech stating that the midterms election will be a referendum on the Democrats, a referendum on socialism, and a referendum on jobs. Trump offered no major new automotive policy announcement during his roughly 70-minute speech. Instead, he mixed familiar arguments about his tariffs, illegal immigration, taxes, and the Democrats' agenda of transgender athletes, while increasingly pointed to warnings that the Democrats are no longer the Democrat Party, but actually the party of communism. And he explained how it was a threat to the country. President Trump said, "Communism is the greatest threat to our country in history. It started with World War I, World War II, 9/11. This is a serious threat," said the president. And also made a direct reference to the Democrats' left-wing and progressive U.S. Senate candidate, Abdul El-Sayed. Well, that theme was picked up by James, the Republican gubernatorial candidate President Trump has endorsed, who, while speaking, told the crowd, "Michigan voters face a choice between freedom or socialism, common sense or crazy, what works versus what doesn't." More than 1,000 people gathered at the General Motors Proving Grounds for the remarks, while the press had to be at the event by noon. Remarks by other speakers didn't start until 1:30. President Trump didn't take the stage until after 3 p.m. As became standard during his re-election campaign, Trump entered the stage to Lee Greenwood's "God Bless the USA." He stood on the stage mouthing the words to the entirety of the song before beginning his remarks. President Trump started it off by sharing how much he loves cars. And then he said, this is a much better place than it was during the presidency of the late Ronald Reagan. He said he's done a lot of work to keep auto manufacturing in the United States. For decades, the auto workers and manufacturers of this great state were sold out and betrayed by globalist politicians and corrupt special interests who let other countries steal your jobs, pillage your factories, and loot the crown jewel of American industry, taking it from Detroit and actually all over the country. President Trump went on to say, every president before me promised to stop it, but none of them did anything. They did nothing. But now, at last, Michigan finally has a president who stands up for the Michigan auto workers. At that point, he called up onto stage Brian Panabaker, retired auto worker, personal friend of mine. He's been on the show many times. He's written a book, The Blue Collar Conservative, and back in 2016 created Auto Workers for Trump. After Brian's comments, Trump even went on to say, auto workers, while their parents are great, actually today's auto worker may be even better off. Actually, when it comes to your job, I've done more for you than your parents. Trump then surveyed the crowd by having them cheer for their preferred nickname for former President Joe Biden, offering Sleepy Joe or Crooked Joe. According to the crowd's reaction, Crooked Joe won. But Trump continued to refer to Biden as Sleepy Joe for the remainder of his speech. Trump said that during Biden's presidency, the country had the largest trade deficit on record. Trump also ranted about how Democrats, or in his term, Dumbocrats, they don't want police or prisons. He said they don't want to protect us from illegal immigrants, many of whom are criminals, murderers, people from jails, people released from mental institutions from other countries. Trump said that since he became president, no one has illegally come through the border during his second term. He shared about his tax cuts and talked about the One Big Beautiful Bill. He talked about transgender people in sports, saying the Democrats want to mutilate your children. Crowd went nuts. Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's office in the next segment. We'll be right back.